Hello, and welcome to the Funny Pages. My name's Greg Conroy. This is brought to you by the good folks at Mind's Eye Organization. Let's kick it off with Wanda and Daryl and the family. Baby Blues. Wanda is speaking to her son, Hammy, in the kitchen. Hammy looks up at her and says, Zoe's school papers are taking up the whole fridge door. Wanda, not all of it. She says, here's this nice drawing you did of our family. And then she continues, getting eaten by a gorilla. All but me. Oh, Hammy. Pickles. Opal is talking to her daughter, Sylvia. Opal, thanks for taking your shoes off. I just had my carpets cleaned. Opal continues, I guess you noticed the sign I put on the door to remind visitors to remove their shoes. Sylvia, oh yeah. Opal, do you think I made the message clear enough? Sylvia says to her mother, I think so, Mom. That skull and crossbones is kind of hard to misunderstand. of course. Pearls before swine. Rat and Pig are at the house. Rat, what's Goat doing? Pig, he's on a Zoom call for work. The next frame, Goat is sitting in front of his computer screen. Goat asks, why don't we put a pin in that and put it in the parking lot for now, and then we can circle back? A voice comes from the screen. I'll co-sign that. And the other replies, let's just keep it top of mind. Suddenly, our point of view has changed. We are now looking at the screen, and there's an unidentified man watching it, and it's an image of Rat and Goat. Rat says, my God, you sound like morons. In the final frame, Rat says to Pig, Goat would prefer that his work calls not be interrupted. No, I guess not. Macanudo. The two penguins are playing on the beach. They're making sandcastles. They're very pretty. A giant comber wave is heading their way. It's crashing and it's curling. It's just going to wipe out that sandcastle. The one penguin says to the other, well, Mr. Optimist, I have bad news for you. Rhymes with orange. The title box reads The Wash, W-A-S-H. Two witches are standing outside a car wash and they're each holding their broomsticks. They have on black robes with pointed cone black hats. A third broomstick has exited the car wash, but there's just a black robe lying across the broom.
And it's floating a few feet above the ground.
And the one witch says to the other, I told her not to go in. Oh, she melted. I didn't know that about witches till I saw The Wizard of Oz for the first time. Okay, zits. Jeremy is talking to someone. Stop trying. Growth is overrated. Who are you trying to impress? Dormancy rocks. In the next frame, he's on his knees talking to the grass. Give up! Walt and Connie, his parents, are on the porch, and Walt says, another demotivational speech for the lawn? Connie, just mow. Good one. Hi, and Lois. Chip the teenager is talking to his father. Chip, I can't take out the garbage. It's raining. Hi. It's just a sprinkle, and the can is only steps from the door. Chip raises his fist, and he's got a garbage bag in his hand, and he's angry. And as he's walking away, his parents look at him, and he says, I can't stand getting soaked. Hi, says the kid who takes 30-minute showers. Ah, teenagers. Beetle Bailey. Beetle and Plato are at the shooting range. They're both lying on their stomachs, and they got their rifles trained at targets in the distance. And each of them have pillows or sacks of something under their elbows to steady the rifles. Beetle, I think you need new glasses. Plato, why? I hit my target. Beetle, no, you hit a tree, a rock, and my target. Sally Forth. Ted is at work behind his desk. He's talking to a colleague
who's seated on the other side of the desk. They're both dressed in white shirts and ties. The colleague asks,
Okay. Now that you're finally dry, I can ask, are you and Sally free for a double date?
Ted, I didn't know you were seeing someone, Kev.
Kevin, actually, we haven't gone out yet, but I thought it'd be nice to have friends around when we do.
Ted, wait, you want a double date on your first date?
The colleague, that way if something goes wrong, I can silently mouth help me to you.
Ted, you know they'd still be able to see your mouth move, right?
Uh-huh.
Dustin, our favorite slacker is holding a cup of coffee, and he's walking toward a table
where his best friend Fitch is seated at the table consulting his phone.
Dustin, dude, what you doing?
Fitch, well, one of those online IQ tests.
Dustin, oh, cool.
Fitch, yeah, gonna find out how smart I am.
Dustin, how's that going?
Fitch, I can't get past the part where I prove I'm not a robot.
That is annoying, by the way.
Blondie. Dagwood and Blondie are seated in their respective easy chairs. Dagwood's watching television. Blondie's reading a magazine.
Dagwood, I really need to get more exercise.
Blondie, I'm glad you mentioned that. There's something I've been putting off for way too long.
In the final frame, Dagwood's carrying a very heavy table down the stairs.
Blondie, I really need to decide where that looks best.
Mutz, Mooch the cat and Earl are running in the meadow, and they are very happy. They've got big smiles on their face. Suddenly, from a distance off frame, someone calls, Moochie! In the final frame, Mooch is at home,
eating out of his cat food dish. And Mooch says to himself,
a hungry cat is not a free cat.
Bizarro.
Man in a sweater and a child, I guess it's his kid perhaps,
are seated in front of a Scrabble board, and they look very confused. The board is completely empty. In front of each of their seats, they have long racks that hold the Scrabble tiles. Now, usually there's only enough room for about 7 or 8 or 9, but these are twice as long, and there's twice as many pieces in their racks, but we don't see those.
And they both look puzzled.
The caption reads, Welsh Scrabble.
Well, if you know anything about the Welsh language, a lot of the words tend to be very, very long. It's kind of obscure, but what the heck. What else? Let's see. Mother Goose and Grimm. Mother Goose is in her car. She's been pulled over by a state trooper. She looks at the ticket that the trooper has just handed her. And she remarks, so what am I supposed to do with this speeding ticket?
The trooper, save it, get two more, and you get to ride a bike.
Smart Alec.
The other coast. There's a picture of a dog's rear end, and he's wagging his tail. And from off screen,
a voice announces, hey, it looks nice outside this morning.
Then the next drawing is the tail wagging very, very hard. And a voice says, we should go for a walk. Then the voice continues, hey, that looks like a thunder shower moving in. The tail stops wagging. Suddenly it's low. It's not high at all. Well, we'll just stay home instead. Ha, ha, ha. Dog's life, huh? The duplex. Eno Camino is lying on the sofa watching TV, drinking a beer. He's in his white T-shirt and boxer shorts.
Fang, the yellow dog, enters. He announces,
Warren Buffett said someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. And Eno answers, someone is lying down today because someone built a couch a long time ago. Treble. Honey Bunch is in the house and her youngest son, Patrick, is walking towards her, and he is tracking dirt everywhere, and his clothes are completely dirty, and his face is smudged with dirt. Honey Bunch, Patrick, why are you so dirty?
Patrick, I was looking for buried treasure in the backyard. I'd like to be filthy rich.
Honey Bunch replies, well, you're halfway there.
That was pretty good. Predictable, but pretty good.
Deflocked. Cobb, the tall dog, is sitting at the table writing on a piece of paper.
Mammoth Sheep is sitting in his chair nearby when he announces, "They're filming a movie in town with Madonna." Cobb, "What kind of movie?"
Mammoth replies, "I don't know, but I saw a bunch of guys in suits and flamethrowers."
Mammoth, "No, her makeup team." That's kind of funny. It's not nice, but it's kind of funny.
Non sequitur. A giant ark, a big wooden boat, is standing on a beach near the ocean. It's propped up so it can sit on the beach. A man with brown robes and a flowing white beard is walking up the ramp to the boat. He has a staff in his right hand. He is followed by a single line of animals between the boat and the edge of the ocean.
He's followed by a gorilla, a baboon, something that looks like a sheep, some kind of reptile, and a fish with legs. The caption reads, "The Unpublished Science and Bible Compromise."
The biblical telling of the story of Noah and the ark is that he brought two of each species in the world onto the ark. But this single file line shows there are not couples. They're one animal after another. It seems that in this comic strip, they're compromising. The story of Noah may be true, but he didn't bring two of each species. It's a cartoon strip. I'm not sure why it's funny. If it is funny, maybe it's just a statement by Mr. Wiley.
Our favorite senior citizen and her boyfriend, Harry, are sitting on a park bench. A couple walks by. The man is wearing a baseball cap. The woman has blonde hair.
They'd like to be in their early 70s.
Lola, "There's Ron and Tracy. They've been married for 50 years. Harry, "You think we'll make it that long, Lola?" Lola replies, "Well, we're at 6 years now, and we're both 78. Harry, "Better start taking vitamins." Marmaduke, it is nighttime. The big dog is sitting next to his house, and there's a floodlight inside his doghouse.
Casting this giant light, Phil is standing there, and he does not look happy. He remarks, "That's a bit bright for a reading lamp, isn't it?"
Ziggy.
The little fellow is approaching two windows in a department store.
Sign over the first window says information.
A smiling woman is sitting at the window.
And the next one is a man with a mustache and a tie. And it says over his head, "Mansplaining." Ha, ha, ha. Garfield. The giant dog that is tied up next door and just out of reach of Garfield. "Will you help me practice for the kennel play? I'm auditioning to be a guard dog. And I forgot my line." Garfield looks at him. "Try bark." That's pretty good. Argyle Sweater. We're in a doctor's examination office. There's a fellow sitting on the examination table.
The patient is showing the doctor his bare feet.
The patient, "Ugh, I have a sore throat. For the last time, I don't have any problem with foot odor." What's he looking at his feet for? Baby blues. Hammy approaches his father, Daryl. "I want a school paper on the fridge door like Zoe." Daryl, "And you can. You just have to buckle down, study hard, and use your time wisely." Hammy looks at him. "What are some other options?" Pickles. Opal approaches her husband, Earl, who's sitting on the easy chair. He has his slippers on, and Opal is holding two booties in her hand. She says, "Earl, I want to keep our carpets nice and clean. So if you insist on wearing shoes in the house, I want you to wear these booties over them." She gets down on one knee and asks, "Okay, Earl." "Earl, do I have to call them booties?" That's pretty good. Pearls before swine. Pig is standing by a sign that says bus stop to anywhere. He has a stick over his shoulder with a bandana tied to the end that is holding his belongings. The military duck approaches and looks up at the sign and then looks at Pig. Finally, the military duck says, "I don't understand, sir. How can you take a bus and not know where you're going? Pig, because life is all about the journey. The military duck replies, I have so much to learn.
We all do.
Hi, I'm Lois. Lois is putting flowers into a vase and sitting them on the dining room table. Trixie is watching this as she's thinking, Mommy grows nice flowers and brings them in to make the house look pretty. Then Trixie looks out in the backyard and he sees a rabbit and a squirrel and there's a bird in the tree. And Trixie's thinking, I hope the animals don't miss them. The flowers are cute. Rhymes with orange. The title box reads, The Site, S-I-T-E. The one frame is inside a cave from the caveman era, and there's
many cave drawings cover most of one wall of the cave. An explorer with a knapsack is looking into a back room, seemingly at the end of the cave.
And there are several pottery pieces and cups on tables. In the front, there are two other scientists looking at the drawings on the wall. Small and large animals. There's a rabbit. Finally, the fellow who's looking in the back room announces, Hey, check it out, the gift shop. Sally Forth. Hillary and her friend Duncan are walking home from school. She remarks, I never get the chance to just walk around my neighborhood like I did. As a kid, a lot has changed. She points out a house, and she says to Duncan, You see that house? It used to be an old haunted Victorian mansion with a monstrous family inside.
Duncan, no, it didn't.
Hillary, okay, it's the same split level with the same unpleasant people it's always been. I know you still have my Frisbee from 6 years ago, Andersons. Blondie, Alexander, Dagwood and Blondie's teenage son, approaches his father, who is in the easy chair. Alexander has his phone, and he announces, Instagram and Facebook are driving me crazy with all these reels. I can't scroll three things without silly video reels popping up. Alexander, who looks a bit frustrated, continues, Is there any way to escape all these social media reels? Dagwood, have you tried Real Life, R-E-A-L? Dustin, a favorite slacker, is sitting in a chair at the temp agency where he often tries to find work.
Dustin is talking to Simone, seated at her desk. She runs the temp agency. And he asks,
I need a new job search technique. Simone, who wears reading glasses, looks over the top of the glasses and replies, How about a new job keep technique? Dustin, can you be a little more subtle?
Beetle Bailey.
Miss Buxley is at her desk using her laptop, and she's talking to Beetle, who's looking at his wristwatch. Miss Buxley, does your smartwatch give you a lot of info?
Beetle, yeah, like how my heart rate is elevated.
And then as he leaves the building, he looks at the watch again, and he's thinking, funny, now it's slow. He's been dating Miss Buxley. His heart goes all aflutter when she's in the room.
Family circus. Mommy and Daddy are surrounded by the kids as they leave in a donut shop. Mommy is holding a box of donuts, and all the kids are smiling.
And Billy announces, It's lucky our family comes out even. Out of a dozen donuts, we each get two.
Zits.
Sarah, Jeremy's girlfriend, is talking to her friend, Dijon.
Sarah, cool shades, Dijon.
Who indeed is wearing sunglasses, and she replies, Thank you. And then she takes them off and looks at him, and she says, It's that time of year. And Jeremy happens to come by, and he's in his flip-flops and shorts. He says, What time of year? And Sarah holds her hands up to guard her eyes, and Dijon, though, has the sunglasses on. And Sarah says, Whoa, leg glare. Bizarro. A plate containing a piece of bread, butter in a butter dish, and a butter knife are next to a jar that reads Bunny's Grape Jam. And Bunny's Grape Jam replies, And that's what my friend was trying to say. And the caption reads, Clarified Butter. Mutts. Earl the dog and Mooch the cat are outside in the meadow, and it's raining. It's really raining. Mooch, rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. The next frame, it's raining twice as hard. In the final frame, Earl says to Mooch, I think this might be one of those other days.
Maybe.
Mother Goose and Grim. Grim, the other yellow dog, is looking at a flamingo. He asks the flamingo, why do flamingos lift only one leg? The flamingo replies, because if I lifted both, I'd fall over. The other coast. There's a dog getting dressed. He's standing upright, and he's wearing a necktie that has bones imprinted on it. He's holding a can, aerosol can, and it says wet dog on the label.
He spritzes some of it on him.
And on the mirror in his bathroom is a picture of another dog. I'm going to assume it's his girlfriend. The caption reads, tonight was the night Max was going to pop the question to Agnes, so he left nothing to chance.
Cute.
The duplex. Eno Camino is munching on a sandwich. And in the meantime, he's also standing next to the sofa so he can see over the shoulder to the TV. Eno announces, whoever invented the sandwich deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Fang turns and asks, that's dumb. The sandwich hasn't done anything to promote peace. Eno, you think? If I wasn't eating right now, I'd punch you. Travel. Ralph is on the sofa with his cell phone and he's looking at Wally, the wiener dog, who's yawning. And then the next frame, Ralph yawns. Wally's smiling as he's thinking, dog yawns are the most contagious. Deflocked. A steer and a cow are talking to Mammoth the sheep.
Cobb the tall dog runs a ranch on the side. And sometimes Mammoth goes to visit the livestock.
In the first frame, he announces, well, 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 looks like sheep now rank higher than cows as most popular animal in Modern Farmer magazine. The steer, that's because sheep are dumb and easy to control. Mammoth, ha, it doesn't say anything like that in here. Steer, you're reading the government-approved version. Give us $10 and we'll let you read the banned version they don't want you to see. Mammoth, it looks exactly the same. He's looking at another one that they handed to him. Steer, $5 for the decoder glasses. Okay, I like that one. Non sequitur. A man and a woman, middle-aged couple, dressed casually, are standing on a sidewalk in front of a large building. The awning has imprinted the Contractor Cafe. The couple stops. The man announces, I'm guessing it means our order will take twice as long to be served and the bill's going to be 3 times what the menu says. Oh, boy. Been there, done that. Lola, our favorite senior citizen, is sitting on the park bench in the park when she's approached by her eccentric friend Cecil. Cecil asks, Lola, you didn't like my latest post? Lola, Cecil, I gave it 3 thumbs up. 2 smiley faces and a heart. Cecil looks at his iPad. He continues, a unicorn would have ended that string nicely. Lola, I'm taking a thumb away. Marmaduke. The big dog is on a treadmill. Phil's standing on the floor next to the treadmill. Dottie is standing at the door. Dottie, I'm glad someone is getting some use out of that New Year's resolution. Ziggy. Our little buddy is sitting in his easy chair and he's reading a book that's titled Where's Waldo for Dummies? Josh, his parrot, is perched on his pedestal. Josh pipes up, wow, those big red arrows really help. Garfield, our favorite feline, is at his laptop tapping away, tip, 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 tip. The text box reads Garfield's daily exercise log. The second frame, the text continues, 1,000 push-ups, 250,000 sit-ups, 500,000 leg lifts, 1 million steps. He's still tapping away on the keyboard. In the third frame, he then smiles at us.
is thinking, if you're going to lie, lie big.
Baby Blues. We're in the kitchen where Daryl, Hammy, and Zoe are seated at the counter. Hammy announces to his father, the Hulk can talk. He would win.
Daryl shakes his head. No way.
Daryl continues, Tarzan can almost speak in sentences. He'd win the debate for sure.
In the final frame, Zoe, who had been listening to this, is now in the living room talking to her mother, Wanda, who has Ren on her lap. She's reading Ren a book.
Zoe, have you ever actually listened to a guy conversation?
Wanda, I try to avoid them.
That's cute.
Pickles.
Earl is sitting at a table, and he's whittling on a pencil to sharpen the point with a penknife.
Nelson, Grandpa, how come you don't use the electric pencil sharpener?
Earl, sharpening a pencil with a knife is more manly, son.
Nelson, what if you cut yourself?
Earl, all the better. Knife scars are especially manly.
I think this kid Nelson's going to need a lot of therapy when he grows up.
Oh, pearls before swine. Larry the Crocodile approaches a desk that has a sign on it that reads Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. A bald man is standing on the other side of the counter.
Larry. Hi, me Larry the Croc. You reject my application for hunting rifle. Kill Ziba Neba. Me want know why.
The man replies, Larry the Croc, Larry the Croc. Ah, yes, here's your application. It appears your answer to the first question was deemed unsatisfactory. He hands Larry the application, and Larry reads, the question is, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Larry had replied,
no, but me can try harder. In the final frame, Larry continues, you guys real nitpickers.
The bald man, have you thought about fighting with sticks and stones?
Pizarro, two young children in a grade school class are looking at a blackboard that has this very complicated mathematical equation on it. The one girl says to her friend, if this checks out, we finally prove that boys have cooties.
You've been listening to The Funny Page. My name's Greg Conroy, and this is brought to you by the good folks at Mind's Eye Organization. Have a great week. Take care.